Today we're doing a maimer. Today we're doing this maimer, V'avdi David, which is Achan Shepesach maimer. And the following, which on Thursday, we'll do the blined that I have to prepare it. But it's also a mugadik maimer. Lahavani and Chiyas HaMeizim. If I'm not mistaken, the maimer after this one is also edited from the Rebbe. Lahavani and Chiyas HaMeizim. Eibach Machnish Kentoras. So let's get straight to the maimer. Let's not waste any time because we have no time to waste. This is a maimer from Achron Shel Pesach, Tovshin Memvov. That means 26 years ago. Now, the maimer is about Mashiach. But the maimer's pasuk has nothing to do with Achron Shel Pesach. Va'avdi David is a pasuk in Tanakh, which is found in the Haftarah of Parshas Vayigash, and it's found in the Haftarah, I think, of Shavuos. It's connected either to Vayigash or to Shavuos. I could be wrong, but that's what I think. V'kumt v'avdi David to Pesach. In other words, what is this pasuk? Our maimer begins with the pasuk v'avdi David melech aleihem v'raya echad yeh l'kulam. What does this pasuk have to do with Achron Shel Pesach? Nothing. Except Mashiach. This pasuk is about Mashiach. So the Rebbe is saying a maimer on Pesach, which belongs to Shabbos Pashas Vayigash, the connection to this date, the Achron Shel Pesach, is not in the pasuk. In other words, this is not the haftarah of Achron Shel Pesach or Pesach Bechlal. It has to do with Mashiach. This is the connection. Now, let me say this. I had more time to learn this maimon. Actually, I had to chazer this maimon. I prepared it before Pesach. I prepared it again on Pesach. And I prepared it again today. As you know, this is, you know, when we do the maimorim, so of course the first rule is to try to finish a maimed in the morning, which is an undertaking. And I also tried to bring out what is special about this maimed. Maimorim v'avdi David, there's a few dozen. There's many maimorim, going back all the generations of the Rabbeim, the Siyah Chabad. This maimed is a classic maimed. Here it's v'avdi David. In other maimorim, it's v'yigash el of Yehuda. There's so many maimorim from Parshas Vayigash, it should all revolve around the same theme. The theme is Maise Godel and Talmud Godel. There are so many, probably hundreds of Maimorim, that revolve around this question: Maise Godel or Talmud Godel? Which means, what's more important? Action, mitzvahs, or learning Torah? There are so many Maimorim based on this theme: Maise Godel and Talmud Godel. It happens to be Bashgacha Pratis that the boys are learning this year Masechta Kedushin. And I think about a Masechta Kedushin. And a Masechta Kedushin is an argument between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says the most important thing is Torah. Talmud, he calls it. Rabbi Tarfon says the most important thing is Mais. Then you had that very famous quote, Nimnu, they counted amongst the Tanoim, the Gomru, and they paskind, Godel Talmud Shameivile de Mais. Learning is greater than mitzvahs because it brings to doing mitzvahs. Nu, so what's greater, Talmud or Mais? After you answer the question, Nimnu, so what remains? Is it great? Is Maisa Godel or Talmud Godel? Talmud is Godel, Shamei Viladei Maisa. So which is greater, Talmud or Maisa? It remains very, very vague, very elusive. But what I like to do as we learn is not, I could teach you this maimed as a standard of Avi David maimed. There are so many of them. In other words, I could just learn the maimed with you as a Talmud Maisa dichotomy, a Talmud Maisa struggle. What's more important, the intellectual aspect of Judaism or the behavioral aspect of Judaism? Said alternatively, the spiritual aspect of Judaism or the sublimation, the bittul aspect of Judaism? What's more important, the personal connection we develop with Hashem or the idea that we submit to Hashem? That's what the issue is. Yehuda is submission, Yosef is the personal relationship, Yehuda is action, Yosef is learning Torah. These are classic ideas that you have in so many maimorim. What I like to do is to give you what I think is unique to this maimor. So that's what I'm going to do. Okay, like I said to you, we're learning a very, very typical maimor. This maimor is mugge. And incidentally, there's a nice story about this maimor. A very interesting story about this maimor. This maimor came out for the first Hei Tevis, the first Chamisha B'Tevis. If you remember, in Tavshin Mem Zayin, that's 25 years ago, 1987, on Chamisha B'Tevis, Hei Tevis was a Didan Notzach. they partied for a week over here. But then there was an appeal, which was won Chav Hei Cheshvan, almost a year later, right? 10 months later. The Rebbe had indicated that now that the case was over, people should forget about it. People should, the Bochum were all collecting transcripts of the trial and the verdicts of the judges, and the Rebbe said, forget about it, put it behind you, it's done, move on. So when it came Tovshin Memchas, 1988, Hey Tevis, Hamisha B'Tevis, it's literally a month and a half before the Rebbetzin passed away. So there's a big controversy, should Hasidim make a shtudim out of Hey Tevis or not? Should something be made from Hamisha B'Tevis or not? And the reason it was contentious is obviously something last year there was such a big, huge celebration. And the Rebbe clearly appreciated it. I mean, everybody understood how much the Sfarim had to the Rebbe and how much Agmas Nefesh the Rebbe had and how important the Simcha was and so forth. But there was a big argument that said the Rebbe wants to forget about it. And other people said, no, you have to make a big Shturim Heitevis. If I'm not mistaken, that was the story that the Bochum hung up a sign and the Gabayim tore it down, the Bochum hung the sign. So the Bochum Poshet stood there by the Shki at the last second of Shabbos, they hung up the sign, it was Poshet Nachayich has to take it down. And the next day by Fabrinin, the Rebbe says, it says on the sign on the wall, Yay, my boy, Hey Tavis. Well, I wasn't here, Hey Tavis. I was in Russia. It was Shabbat Pash, Yigas Hashem. So the young people wanted to make a Yomtif. The older people were afraid of the Rebbe's reaction, didn't know what's going to be. So one of the aspects of the story was they asked Rabbi Yael to prepare a maimon for the Rebbe to edit. In those days, the Rebbe was already editing maimonim with great regularity. Chamisha B'Tevis is the Rebbe's Yom Tov, make a maimon. And Rabbi Yael was afraid. So the Bocharim wrote a maimon themselves. Somebody worked on it and sent it into the Rebbe. And the Rebbe worked very, very hard on this maimon. Much harder than he worked on the regular maimonim, because it wasn't prepared by an expert. It was prepared by amateurs. And the Rebbe wrote on the margin, Ein ze kiyum targum miluli, which means to say that this is just a verbatim translation. You just translated what I wrote, what I said. No thought went into it. Rebbe Yael prepared a maimed. You know, he helped bring out the Rebbe's point in such a way that the Rebbe's editing on the Yael's hanochas were very, very minor. This maimed, apparently the Rebbe had to work very much to rewrite it. The Rebbe objected, and in fact he didn't let them print it with a border. It came out sort of semi. After all the work that Rebbe put into it, Rebbe wasn't happy. So it came out without a sharblettel, without a front page. When the sefer had to be printed at the end of the year, they asked the Rebbe if they could put this maimed into the sefer, and the Rebbe permitted it, so it became, in retrospect, a mulidika maimed. So this is a maimed that has itself a history. Then when Hey Tevis Memchas Shabbos, that Fabrengen, Rebbe, the whole Fabrengen talked about Hey Tevis and officially announced it as a Yom Tif. Like the Gemara says about Hanukkah, that the following year was made into a Yom Tov and so forth. And this is, but this Maimed, even though it's an Achan Shapesach Maimed, came out for Hey Tevis, because Hey Tevis is Pashas Vayigash, which is where this Maimed's Pasuk is and so forth. So what I want to do is not stop learn this Maimed as you would expect me to learn this Maimed. I want to learn you this Maimed the way I see, and understand, when I say I see, that's being said with humility, not with arrogance. It's only my understanding, mergonisht. What I see that this maimer is chiddush. So what is the question? What is greater? Learning Torah, which means the intellectual, emotional, spiritual, personal connection to Hashem, or doing mitzvahs, which is the bittul, which is the plane, which is the constant submission of a yitad eibishna. Which is greater, Talmud or Maisi? It's connected to Yehuda and Yosef. Is connected to all kinds of different things, as this maimer, at least in part, exposes and reveals. So the maimer's question is, which is greater? And the maimer goes to the Gemara that I mentioned to you before. That the Gemara says that there's an argument between the Amid Tanoim, this Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol, and they couldn't figure out which is greater. Look at the very, very bottom of page Reish Chof Beis. The last line on page Reish Chof Beis, this is where we're going to begin. It says in the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer, that's a Yiddish Maimer. The Flieg over that, in the Gemara in Kiddushin, there's an argument. Chad Omer Talmud Gadol, one says that learning Torah is greater. V'chad Omer Maisa Gadol, the other one says doing mitzvahs is greater. And listen to the next line. To me, this is the key to this Maimer. Umiloshin HaGemara move on. And when you look at the Gemara, you get the impression. When you compare the advantage of learning Torah versus the advantage of doing mitzvahs, lo yichriu eiz amehen gadol. They could not answer the question. Or to say it in other words, the question is, which is greater, Talmud or Maaseh? From the Gemara you get the impression the answer is they're equal. They're equal. Period. It's the end. That's the end of the conversation. What about the fact that the Gemara later says Godel Talmud Shemevi the Maaseh, learning Torah is greater because it brings to action? So the answer, of course, there is because that's where Talmud and Maaseh join, because learning brings to mitzvahs. But if it's this or this, Talmud on the one hand and mice on the other hand, in reality, they're shovim. That's what's interesting about this maimon, as far as I can tell. That the Rebbe says, that the Gemara is saying, that in asking the question, mice are godl, Talmud godl, the conclusion is, we don't know. Why don't we know? Because they're equal, but very different. Talmud has a maila, mice has a maila, their mailas are very, very, very different. So let's go over the milas of each. We're going to learn the mila of Talmud, and we're going to learn the mila of Maaseh. And I wrote little letters on the pages. You're going to have to follow with me carefully. Look where the gimel is. The milas ha Talmud hu. What makes learning so great that it is equal to action? Hu inyan ha tainug shabei. It's the delight that when you learn Torah, you don't just understand ideas, and you'll see soon, you also grow in ideas, but that you experience a joy of Yiddishkeit, a delight, a geschmack in the Mebishn, a joy of Judaism. That's what makes Talmud equal to mice. Okay? Now, the Dalit is on top of page Reish Chav Beis, on the previous page. Okay? And I'm going to say it to you this way. This idea that learning Torah is greater because it brings delight is represented by Yosef. Why is it represented by Yosef? Because what does the word Yosef mean? To grow, to add, correct? Says the Rebbe, Omnom inyan ha'isof, the idea of adding and growing, who heper says, the opposite of Talmud and Yehuda, which we'll get to soon. Ki ha'isof amayra, what does it mean to grow? It shows, shaha inyan, that the idea, loirak, first of all, miskabo, lektzecha pasichla. The first thing about Yosef, the first thing about ideas is that they make sense to you. See, but making sense to you is much more than making sense. Making sense means you're comfortable with it. You agree with it. The idea of learning is you learn an idea in Torah and you say, this idea in Torah makes sense to me. This idea in Torah is comfortable to me. So the advantage of Talmud is how a Yid's human, the identity, the psychological dimension of a person is comfortable and, so to speak, in agreement with Torah. That's the mile of Talmud. I learn it, I understand it, I enjoy it, and it's comfortable to me. And therefore, and then on top of that initial idea, that when I learn ideas, I'm in a place of peace, of agreement, of harmony with the Eibishter's wishes, is another thing. And that is, Shemoisef Aideze B'chochmoseichel. You grow in your understanding of Torah. You grow in your, so to speak, being at peace with Yiddishkeit. You grow in your delight and your joy of Yiddishkeit. Ubefrat, and particularly, Kishesh Heisofa, Achar Heisofa, you grow and you continue to grow. Shezehu Inyan Chochma V'seichel Amiti, which is the true concept of ideas, that they never stop growing. Ubekeich is Adam Ukeich Abinashme, particularly, this is the power of understanding. Hanikir Chevethana was like a river that just flows and expands. And it flows and it expands. Shuba Eifin, the Maisav, a Heluch, a Maisav, it continues to grow. Moilid Eidin, Yanisechel Vazbara, you get new and additional ideas of understanding. Shazau Amitis, Kavonas, Apilpro, Bashakat. That's why people engage in discussions and in debates. They're not arguing to discredit each other, they're arguing to find new ideas. So the idea of learning, what makes learning special is the joy of Judaism. How is there a joy in the Judaism of learning? First of all, you're comfortable with it. What the Eibishter wants, you want also. And second of all, that you continue to grow in it. Okay? Next paragraph, where I made the little hay. And just like Talmud is Yosef, Talmud is Torah. Torah. What is Torah? Yonatan. Yonah shall tell you what's the concept of Torah. On the one hand, what is Torah? Torah is one with the Eibishter. The Eibishter is bigger than me, right? And look at the Isa, but Tanya, and Tanya explains, when I learn Torah, the learner, Misached, becomes one, Im Neithana Torah, with the Eibishter, Be Yichud Nifla, with a wondrous union, Shein Yichud Kamayu V'loike, there's no union that can compare in any way to this union of a Yid and the Eibishter, with Torah, Nimsa Chalafan at all. Why? Because when I am learning Torah, I'm connecting to the Atmos of the Eibishter, and at the same time, I'm understanding it. Those are two opposites. I'm connecting to the Atmos of the Eibishter on the one hand, but in such a way that I get a geschmack in it, that I slake tzechop, I, so to speak, agree with the Eibishter, I feel comfortable with this, and even more than that, I can even grow in it. This is the Milus of Talmud. And each world you learn the Torah again. And through the learning, magia la Torah, you touch the Torah. It's truth and its depth. Be'elam zeh, in this world. And accordingly, you're not only connecting to the truth of the Eibishter, but umuv, when it's understood, shekiva and shayedei lima da Torah magiam ilay zeh. Since when the Yid learns Torah, he finds the truth in each world. Harayesh la adam alaymid tainog. Gishmak, bedover, he delights in it. So Torah has two opposites within itself. On the one hand, it's what we call the Atzmus of the Eibishter. On the other hand, it's the level of Torah. So, summarizing, yes? The Gemara has an argument which is greater Talmud or Maise. And the Rebbe says that the Gemara doesn't have an answer because the Gemara considers them equal. What are the Milus of Talmud? The delight in God. What's the delight in God? I'm touching the Eibishter himself and yet I'm delighting in him. As Lake Tzachop, I'm comfortable with what the Eibishter is and wants, and I can even grow in it. Okay? Now, Maise. The other, go back to page Reish Chav Gimel now. The concept is, the issue of this maimed is, learning Torah and actions of mitzvahs are exactly the same. We spoke about the miles of learning Torah, let's speak about the miles of action. Three lines in the top of page Reish Chav Gimel. There is an advantage in Maise that does not exist in learning. One, what is that? Inyan iskafya, I'm bending myself. Now, why is bending myself special? Answers the Rebbe, shezehu chiddush. It's new. What does new mean? Unnatural. Against the nature. The clock is my musar zoger, so I don't have as much time as I'd like, but you've heard me so many times the muscle of the papagai. Right, the man comes to the king and apologizes five times, and the king says, get out of here, I don't want to see you. So he sends a parrot who he rehearsed his apology with, and the king laughs and the king embraces. So Hasidus says, who can apologize better, a minister or the minister's parrot? And the answer is, but the parrot you don't expect to get the apology for. It's umirvat, it's a chiddush. What's the mile of maise? You're doing something you don't want to do. That's novel. The greatest gishmak is what I want. Forget it, the more I enjoy, the more I want. What is the maila of maise? It's new. What makes it new? It's against me, and I'm doing it anyway. There's no gishmak. There's no growth. I'm not becoming, you know, one with Atmos in a way of Tainu. Those are the mailas of Talmud, of Torah. But I'm doing something against my nature, and therefore I'm creating something new. You're doing something unnatural to yourself. And therefore, it's against your delight. So on the one hand, it looks so bumpy. I don't want to do it. I'm doing it just because the Eibishter said. But on the other hand, the fact that I am able to put aside my nature and my delight and do what the Eibishter says is an extraordinary act of bittul. And that's what makes Maise greater than Talmud. And the Rebbe spells it out in two steps behind me. Let's say there'd be no mitzvahs. Eibishter would not have given us mitzvahs. The very fact, there is a novelty in the simple fact
Masha Adam Yochalase, that a person is able to do Gamdover something Shuhei Pechtiviv Einich against his nature, against his delight. If there were no mitzvahs, could a human being do something he doesn't want to? Would it be possible? You would think people only do what they want and what they enjoy. If a person without a Torah, without a mitzvah, Rachmana Litzlan, the Gemara says, the Rebbe Shabbat Chas V'Sholem, could do something against his nature, it would be extraordinary. It would be a chiddush. It would be unnatural. Why? Because nature says do what you want. So even if the Eibusha didn't give us mitzvahs, the very phenomena that somebody could do something against his nature is extraordinary, compounded by the fact that the Eibusha gave us mitzvahs. And what's that? The Eibusha gave us mitzvahs. The Eibusha is telling us to do things which are against our nature, and we only do them by defying ourselves, and therefore it's a chiddush. That's the mile of Maaseh Gadol. Now go back to page Reish Chaf Aleph. Turn over the page. Okay, and the Rebbe says, this is Yehuda now. Yehuda's bittel, submission. Dehine, six lines from the bottom. Hakoyach, hakoshenim, heido. The strength which is linked to submission, to bittel, to eskafia, to go against my nature. Four lines from the bottom. Hukoyach hamaisa, the power to do actions. The berdei shetia pu'ula bekeyach asiyah, that a person should do something that is defined not by his understanding, not by his feelings, but simply by the action. Tzarech liyos heidok, for you have to submit to the Eibishter, and you have to bend yourself. Your brain says do something else. Your heart says don't do it. Your senses say it doesn't feel right, and you do it anyway. That is bittel, kfiya, chiddush, iskafiya. Sharei inyan adav pashtasu. What does it mean to submit? You submit to something, you don't understand it, or yes, you may understand exactly the opposite, and nevertheless you do it. That's the mila of mice. And again, what's the mila? That it's a chiddush, it's unnatural. So the Rebbe, second line from the bottom, where is it possible for a person to do against his nature? Where is it possible for a person to create this chiddush? It's only an action. Could you understand something that doesn't make sense to you? Could you feel something that you don't feel like? Impossible. But you can do something you don't want. The only place where this concept of I'm doing something against me is in the level of mice. It's the only place. I don't want to do it. I don't enjoy it. I disagree with it. I do it anyway. That is extraordinary. Chiddush, heidor, bittel, kfir, iskafir. I don't hear you. No. You could learn, you don't enjoy it, but you can't understand something that doesn't make sense. Listen to why I said it. Can you understand something that you understand is wrong? Impossible. The brain cannot tolerate something which is not consistent with the brain. But the hands can. The feet can. The body can. Because when you're doing an action, you're going away from your will, you go away from your understanding, you come to this action. And listen to these words. When this descent, turn the page now. The Chol Adam and every person of Befrat B'Yisrael, especially either was a neshama, he yirida lebira mikta. It's descending into a deep pit. You have to force yourself, you have to bend yourself, you have to go against your nature. And listen to these words. Doing an action you don't want to do is as much of a yirida as the neshama coming into a guf. And that's radical. The neshama in Gan Eden comes down into a guf. There's something very, very unnatural about it. Doing an action against your understanding, feeling, and senses is a similar yirida. The Rebbe compares Kabbalah Seil to the kfiya, to the chiddush, to what's unnatural. Or by yirida sanashama lamata, meigre rama labira mikta, from the tallest mountain to the deepest pit. Which is why it says in the Mishnah, kocha tachai, people are born against their wishes. Okay, now go to my ches. Next paragraph says the Rebbe on them inyan kiyam mitzvahs. Now let's apply this to mitzvahs. For b'koyach hasiyah dafkin, mitzvahs, what matters is action. Share kiyam mitzvahs u'bedvarim. You do mitzvahs physically with physical things.
What does physical things mean? Dvarim shem yichutz l'adam atzmi, outside of the person. It's not only going away from your mind and your heart, you're going even away from your body. Says nit ed. It's so unnatural to you, what's outside of you. In order to affect this, you have to do an action. You have to bend yourself. You have to force yourself to go away from your level. And again, the Rebbe says, the unnaturalness invested in doing a mitzvah is from the tallest mountain to the deepest pit. You're going away from your mind, from your humanness. He says, when it comes to action, people are the same thing as animals. No difference. Yeah, they talk to animals can do actions, we do actions. In the action itself, you don't see a difference. So on the bottom of this paragraph, the Rebbe says, when you learn Torah, you enjoy it. The emphasis is on the geshmak. And when you do mitzvahs, you have a kabbalah sale, almost like an animal, right? And the Gemara says about this question, according to this particular maimer, there's no answer. There's mishkal shavah. That's all. If someone asks a question, what's more important, Talmud or Maisa? The answer is they're shava b'shava, they're equal. Now, the next question becomes, yeah, but I gotta find resolution. So the Gemara gives a conditional answer. What is the conditional answer? I mean, it's not a true answer, but it's a practical answer. What is the practical answer? We were put into this world to do what? To learn Torah and do mitzvahs. In learning Torah and doing mitzvahs, Torah comes first. So we're not saying Torah is better than mitzvahs. We're saying it's before mitzvahs. And therefore, the Gemara has an answer. Look on page Reish Chav Gimel Maites. How many lines? 6 lines in the top. Ola b'seif in the end. Nimnu v'gamru de'paskin godol Talmud godol. Learning Torah is better. But why? Sha Talmud maybe the day mice. Because learning Torah brings to doing action. Says the Rebbe, Arayim Mishum Shetalmud Tainug Mitzad Atzmei, delight, pleasure itself, Ula Maila Mi Maisa Kfi, is higher than action. Ela Mishum Shesh Betalmud Gam Maila Sa Maisa, because hidden inside learning is the potential for the Chiddush, for the Eskafia of Maisa. She may be the Maisa, if I don't learn, I can't do mitzvahs. She could lay that Sa Maisa, She Yasa, in order to know how to do mitzvahs. So the Talmud Lafanav, I have to learn before. So we're not saying Talmud is better than Maise. We're saying Talmud is before Maise. And making Talmud before Maise, if you will, makes the scale a little bit uneven. So in this Maimer Aboisai, the position is, there's no answer to the question. Rabbi Akiva and Abtaif are both right, Talmud and Maise are Mishkol Shoven. In the real world, Godel Talmud and Mevil Adem Maise. Okay? So the Maimed is rich enough so far, but the Maimed is not even finished yet. Okay? Look at the next paragraph. Omnam kol zeh rak bezmanaz. That's only now. What is now? Now is two inyonim. Number one, you should know Talmud and Maisa are exactly the same. Number two, that practically Godel Talmud Shvevi de Maisa, even though they're exactly the same. Action will be great. Now Rabbi say, what does this mean? Godel Maishash maybe the Talmud. This means that when Mashiach comes, Talmud and Maisa are going to be equal, but Maisa is going to have a precedence somehow? No. When Mashiach comes, Maisa is actually going to be greater than Talmud. Which creates a question. How would you say in simple words between Talmud and Maisa? Talmud means the idea of Yiddishkeit, which I'm the closest from. Maisa means idea of Yiddishkeit, I'm the farthest from. Right? So the idea of Yiddish, I'm the closest to, we understand it's Maila. The idea of Yiddishkeit, I'm the farthest from, it's Maila, is that I do it even though I don't want to. Right? So the Rebbe says that, the Gemara says that they're the same, except that you have to learn in order to do. But when Mashiach comes, we're saying Maisa Godel. So what's going to happen? There's going to be another vote and they're going to change the psak. What's going to happen? If now Talmud and Mais are equal, how are Yosad Lovi Talmud and Mais are not going to be equal? In other words, right now we say Talmud and Mais are the same. When Mashiach comes, we're going to say Mais is greater than Talmud. Wait a minute. If when Mashiach comes, Mais is greater than Talmud, that means in retrospect, even now Mais is greater than Talmud, huh? But according to this Gemara, Mais and Talmud are equal.
So if now Maisa and Talmud are equal, when Mashiach comes, Maisa and Talmud have to also be equal. So why does the Maimis say that when Mashiach comes, Maisa and Talmud are not going to be equal? You understand? You understand the question? You understand the question? So let's read a little bit and you'll see. V'inyin hu, the concept is as follows. Now there's 2 points here, Rabbi Isai. It's the second point that matters most. The Loslavik is said, Mashiach is going to come, what's going to happen? Finished. No tumah. No yetzahara. Now what happens if there's no yetzahara? Of course we say life is easy, right? But there's another way to say it. If there's no yetzahara, life is true. There's nothing stopping us from being the way we're supposed to be. The service of Hashem will be rak only, climbing from strength to strength, in goodness and in holiness. Correct? Yeah. Since when Mashiach comes, there's no Yetzirah. And if there's no Yetzirah, and the expression from the Rebbe Marash, we're simply going from good to better, not from bad to good. So when a person is climbing from good to better, he says, Shehaveide tihi yelamay logam, our service of Hashem will be even more mibechinas atana than what I could possibly enjoy. Ki imaveides Hashem miteich kabbalah sale, serving Hashem with a kabbalah sale, which is lemalei retzein neshal hakadosh baruch hu, to do what the Eibishter wants. What's the Rebbe saying here? What the Rebbe saying is like this. According to our Mishkal Hashava, yeah, Talmud here, Maisa here, they're exactly the same. What's the difference? Talmud means I'm as close to God as I could possibly be. Maisa means I'm as far as from God as possible be, and I'm doing it anyway, right? What's going to happen when Mashiach comes? When a Yid serves Hashem with Tainuk, and he's close to Hashem as he could possibly be, yeah? Now what happens if he goes even closer than as close to Hashem as he could possibly be? What does Tainuk mean? My delight in the Eibishter is as close to Hashem as I could possibly be because I am enjoying it. What happens if I get even closer to Hashem than I could possibly get based on my delight? So it's not mice is stronger than Talmud. It means deeper than Talmud is another mice. Not only am I serving Hashem to the best of how much I could enjoy the Eibishter, it's even more. What's even more than what I could enjoy? Even more than I could enjoy is serving the Eibishter. Now you have in Chassidus, slaves get pleasure from their master's pleasure. They're so buttled to their master. When they do something for the master, they want it to be good. Because they're happy when their master is happy. You know, if you're happy when your master is happy, is that your happiness or your master's happiness? What's going to break the tie, loss of love, between Maisa and Talmud? It's not that we're going to say Maisa is greater than Talmud. We're going to say deeper than Talmud, there is a Maisa within Talmud. I'm enjoying the Abish so much, and I'm serving him even more than I enjoy him. That's number one. But there's a number two. V'oi, there's another point. Ki bezman hazeh, nowadays, adayin nimtsoyim b'meitzorim agvulim the kedusha, everything has limits. Even limits of kedusha. V'yeshnam gedorim shal mailim. And there is the concept of advantages. Everything has an advantage. Reuven has one advantage. Shimon has a different advantage. Levi has a third advantage. Talmud has one advantage. Maisa has one advantage. And we say Hezekiah, the advantage of Maisa and the advantage of Talmud are equal. The Maila of Talmud is, I'm as close to the God as I could possibly be. The Maila of Maisa is, I'm as far from God as I could possibly be, and I'm doing what he wants anyway. So what happens when Mashiach comes? Says the Rebbe, and now we say the Yeshmaila b'maisa, there's an advantage in action. The Yeshmaila b'Talmud, there's additional advantage in Talmud. Avali yasid lavi, what happens when Mashiach comes, says the Rebbe, Shati yitzira yitzir mikol ametzara magul, there's no more limits. Says the Rebbe, you're not going to say any more advantages. Elaraka mitis havayda, only one thing. The truth of serving Hashem. Someone comes over to you and says, I want to serve the Eibishter. Yeah? I can choose Breslov or Lubavitch. Litvak or Chassid. Sfardi or Ashkenazi. Now, I don't know of any person who could be objective about that, but you'll stroke your beard, or your proverbial beard, and you'll say, listen, this is the advantage of this. This is the advantage of this. This is the advantage of this. In the language of our Maimir, Talmud has a Maila and Maisa has a Maila.
When Mashiach comes, there's going to be no milas. I'm not going to say this is a better approach, this is a better approach. There's going to be one thing, the truth. Look at those words. Amitis ha'avoida. In the truth, there's no advantages, right? What is 1% less than the truth? 100% false. Finished. So we're not saying Maiseh is going to have a milo over Talmud. We're saying there's no milas. Maiseh is nothing. Talmud is nothing. We don't care about the advantage of enjoying the Eibishter. We don't care about the advantage of creating a Chiddush. We care about one thing. Amitas Avoida. What's the truth? The truth is, Ani Nivreis L'Shamash Eskoina. I exist to serve the Eibishter. In other words, Sha'evdem as Hashem B'Kabbalah Seil. We serve Hashem with a discipline. B'li Shum Pnius. Without any ulterior motivations. Gam Loi Pnius De Kedusha. Not even the motivations of Kedusha. Think about this. A person is going to tell you, I want to be a Kabbalah Seilnik. I want to be a Kabbalah Seilnik. Now, everybody understands that Kabbalah Seils are natural. So you say to this person, why do you want to be a Kabbalah Seilnik? He says, simple. Ich will tana chiddush. I want to do something unnatural. Because I know that the Eibishter gets a geschmack when I do things that are unnatural. In other words, Maise Godel is a maile. Maise Godel has a strength. Says the Rebbe, when Mashiach comes, it's not that Maisa Godel's Milo is going to be greater than Talmud Godel's Milo. There's no Milas. There's just serving the Eibishter. And just serving the Eibishter is Maisa Godel. Let me explain to you what I just said in different words. Okay, the Gemara says Talmud and Maisa are equal. Why? This has this Milo and that has that Milo. Chassidus says when Mashiach comes, Maisa is going to be Godel. But it's not the same Maisa that the Gemara is talking about. When the Gemara says, we have a question, Talmud Gadol or Maisa Gadol, the Gemara is analyzing, this has a strength, this has a strength, which strength is better? The Gemara says they're equal. Also, love it, there's not strength here, there's not strength here, there's only one thing, Amita Savoid. In other words, when it says in the beginning of paragraph, hey, La'asad Lava, Yeh, Maisa Gadol, it's not the same Maisa Gadol that the Gemara in Kedushin talks about. When the Gemara says in Kedushin, Maisa Gadol, what the Gemara means, Maisa is better. When the Gemara says in Kedushin, Talmud Gadol, it means Talmud is better. Lasad Lavi, there's no better, there's no worse, there's no choices, there's no advantages, there's Amita Savoida. So now, Maisa and Talmud are equal, because we're talking about Mailas HaMaisa versus Mailas HaTalmud, the Shavuot. Lasad Lavi, we're not going to say that the Maila of Maisa becomes greater than the Maila of Talmud. We're talking about a different Maisa. It's as if you were to say that Kabbalah Seil today is different than Kabbalah Seil when Mashiach comes. Kabbalah Seil today means I'm doing something I don't want to give the Eibishter a Chiddush. Kabbalah Seil Oslovi means I'm doing something I don't want to serve the Eibishter. So both are true. The Gemara remains true. The Talmud and Maisa are equal. They're exactly the same. And at the same time, the Oslovi Maisa Godel, Maisa is better than Talmud, because it's not the same Maisa. The Maila of Maisa is equal to the Maila of Talmud. The Maila of Talmud is equal to the Maila of Maisa. La'asad Lavi is not going to be the Maila of Maisa. It's going to be Amitas HaVoid. It's a whole other thing. And the Rebbe connects it to the Rambam. The Rambam says that the highest level of serving Hashem is not even Kedei Sheyizku L'Chayei Ha'Elam Haba. Serving the Eibish does not even have Elam Haba, which is the highest level of Talmud. Serving the Eibishter in the Lashon HaRambam that the Rebbe quotes so many times is Oy says ha'emes mipnei shehu emes. You do the truth because it's true. Shaloi amanas l'kal pras. There's nothing in it for me. Not there's nothing in it for me because I want the maile of maise. I want the maile of chiddush of doing something unnatural. There's no maile here at all. It's as if you were to say that there's two concepts in maise gadol. There's the maile of maise gadol, which is shavah to Talmud gadol. And then there is the Amitas HaAvayda of Maisa Gadol. There's no opposite Maisa Gadol. Because something is either true or false, there's no middle ground. Okay? Now, I don't have time. This maimer started with three questions. Okay? And I'm going to tell you what the three questions are. The three questions are like this. The Pasuk says that once upon a time there were two kingdoms, Yosef and Yehuda, or Ephraim and Yehuda, as they're called in the Tanakh. Right, that's Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 kings, is Yosef, is Ephraim. And the Yehuda and Binyamin, this is Yehuda, right?
So the pasuk says, you should know there's two eitzim, there's two pieces of wood. There's eight Yosef and eight Yehuda. There's the stick of Yosef, which is Ephraim, and there's the stick of Yehuda. Take these two sticks, put them together, and they're going to become one, and it's going to be called eight Yehuda. And then, v'avdi David melech aleihem goy. In other words, once upon a time, the Jewish nation was two nations, Yehuda and Yisrael. Lasad lovi, the Ebrish Tafsi Yechaskel, take these two sticks that represent these two kingdoms, put them together and they become one. But when they become one, they become only one thing, Yehuda. So the Rebbe says, if you look at the Psukim contradict themselves. On the one hand, the Psukim are saying there's only going to be one Lasad lovi. On the other hand, the fact that the Psukim bothers to bring Yehuda and Yosef together shows that even Lasad lovi is going to be a Yehuda and a Yosef. To make up your mind. Will there be a Yehuda and a Yosef Lasad Lavi? Or will there only be a Yosef Yehuda Lasad Lavi? One part of the pasuk indicates there's going to be two even then. The other one says, nope, there's only one. Right? That's the Rebbe's question. What is the Rebbe's answer? The Rebbe's answer, when Mashiach comes, there's going to be two, Yehuda and Yosef. What does that mean, two Yehuda and Yosef? The Maila of Yehuda, Talmud Maaseh. The Maila of Yosef, Talmud. On the one other hand, there's going to be only one, Yehuda. But it's not the same Yehuda as the Yehuda that is the mile of Yehuda. That is Amitas Havayah. In other words, we're going to have when Mashiach comes, not one thing, not two things, three things. And the Psukim are being Meramis. On the one hand, you're going to have the mile of Matalmud and the mile of Mice. And on top of both of those, you're going to have Amitas Havayah. Mitas Avoid means it's not a mila. Turn to page Reish Chof Dalet. Yes? Which is the first page again. Ubazan. Now we understand how one pasuk can say two opposite things. Yuvan Masha Kosov, we understand on the one hand, it says, V'avdi David Melech Aleim, only one king, the king of David HaMelech. V'rayach Yolakulam. And then you say, V'layachetzu Eid L'shtem HaMelech HaSeid. They're not going to be split up into two. If you have only one, why even bother mentioning two? Says the Rebbe, Kigam Lo Asad Lavi, Yiyu Beis Mamlocha. There's going to be two. You my love Yehuda, and the my love Yosef. I know Beis Eifani Avedi the Teiru Mitzvahs. We're going to have both Teiru and Mitzvahs. V'adar Abba Oz Yiyu Tachlis HaShleimus. You're going to have the highest Shleimus of Limud HaTeiru, because then the Gemara says, V'lachta Nasa Deyachere Mashiach comes. Every Yid is going to be in a Madreg of Teiru Seyim Nasi. His whole Parnasa comes simply from learning Teiru. And therefore, if Shalias Ezek Atayre Eifah Jossam Amnasim, so when Mashiach comes, you're going to have the Maila of Talmud, and you have the Maila of Maaseh. What's the Taj V'Avdi David? Not that Maaseh is going to win over Talmud. There's something altogether different. It's not the Maila of Talmud, it's not the Maila of Maaseh, it's not a Maila, it's a Mitis HaAvodah. U'Bazeu HaChiddush. And even though we're going to have the mile of Talmud and the mile of Maaseh B'Tachas HaShleimus, the Afa Pekein Avdi David Melech Aleim. The Avdus of David HaMelech wins. Maaseh God. Shekol HaAvedis. Everything that a person does. Oz then, Gam Lima Da Teir, even if our learning Teir, Yeh Be'efen the Maaseh Kvir, will involve forcing ourselves. But not forcing ourselves and the mile of forcing yourself. Because I know the Maila Mikola Mitzorim Gvulim goes beyond all limits, including the limits of a Maila. The Maila of Maaseh is not going to be that I'm creating a Chiddush. The Maila of Maaseh is going to be that it's a Mitas Haved, it's the truth. So you have the Maila of Talmud, the Maila of Maaseh, and then you have a Avdi David of Mitas Haved, which is not Maaseh winning over Talmud. It's a third concept. And therefore the Pasuk fits perfectly. V'zeo gamadiyak v'David avdi. David the Melech is called an Eved. What is an Eved? Eved is Kabbalah Seil. Eved Neman, a loyal servant, which is Tachlis HaShleimus, which is the ultimate level of possible connection to Hashem. B'chinas Yichid Aliyachdach. My entire existence is to become one with the Eibishter. She'esh Rak Onyin DeYochad. There's only God, B'lishum Pnius. There's no ulterior motivations, not the ulterior motivation of enjoying Yiddishkeit, not even the ulterior motivation of giving the Eibish to the Chiddush, just Amitas HaAvodah. V'zeh Nimshach Kanam, this will affect both of the branches, Gam B'Lim and the Teir Elias, also my Teir. So you have Amitas HaAvodah, and Amitas HaAvodah is going to make my Talmud higher than a Maila, and it's going to make my Maisa higher than a Maila. So we're going to have the Maila of Talmud, the Maila of Maaseh, the Amitas HaAvoida, and how Amitas HaAvoida is going to bring an emes into the Milah of Talmud and into the Milah of Mice. So the Pasuk fits perfectly. And the Rebbe says in the next paragraph, Vihine, this Bayalah, it's on this, we explained before, and this was the third question that the Rebbe asked in the beginning of the Maimon. Shagol, Agilum, Diliyasad, Love, everything that happens when Mashiach comes. Claim, Masein, Evadaseinu, has to do with what we do now, especially in Golos. So now, come to a Yid and say, don't be a Kabbalah Thelnik mitzad Milas a Kabbalah Thelnik. Be a Kabbalah Thelnik mitzad a Mitas of Eden. He's going to look at you and say, I know what you're talking about. What's the difference? Kabbalah Thel, I don't want to do it, I do it anyway. That's a Mitas of Eden. No. It could still be Chiddush. Says the Rebbe, the fact that La'osad Lavi we're going to have this means that now we have to create it. Says the Rebbe, she said, Nasa, the Achon of Aveda, Sodom, is Manaz, as do it now. And again, he connects it to the Rambam, the third line in the paragraph. Shatchilas Avedi Shalei Lishma. You start out serving Hashem just for yourself, for ulterior motivations. Umiteich Shalei Lishma. The higher level is Bol Aveda L'Shem Chayei Elam Haba. You exist to get Elam Haba. Elam Haba is like Valdik and Maila. V'atche safe. What is the end? Bol Lishma L'Avedas Kavram Avinu. Serving Hashem Kavram Avinu, where it's not about you at all. The Rebbe says that Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Yud, which he connects, of course, to Mashiach, Tshuva connects to Mashiach, and Perek Yud, the Shleimus HaTshuva, is teaching us that there are steps. First, you do things for less idealistic reasons. Then you do things for much higher reasons. And then you do things just for the Eibishter. Doing things just for the Eibishter is higher than the Maila of Hedor, higher than the Maila of Maise. It's Amitas HaAvei. And then the next paragraph, the Rebbe links it to the Pasuk. It says, "Amala aretz deyas Hashem." The world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. Kamayim loyam mechasim, as water covers the sea. Translates the Rebbe. "Amala aretz deyas Hashem." The world will be filled with knowledge of God. Is the shleimus hamayla of Talmud of learning. Kamayim loyam mechasim means what? Water covers the sea means what? You stop being. There's no you. There's just Eivish. Kamayim loyam mechasim is not the mayla of mice. Kamayim loyam mechasim is how mice is amitis avoid. And of course, the Rebbe finishes with the bracha. Okay, this is the Maimir.